I'm here today with Michael Spencer, whose blog, InternetMonk.com, is consistently one of the top 20 blogs in the Christian blogosphere. This is his first book. Now, Michael, in your book, you argue that many Christians are more likely to find Jesus outside organized Christianity. Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, let me say how honored I am to be able to answer some questions about the book. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the people I think that it's going to speak to. Christians who are more likely to find Christianity outside of organized institutional Christianity, well, those folks are a fact. You know, I'm not sort of inventing them. Everybody knows lots of them if you're associated with any church of any kind. And if you study Christianity in the West, you know that there are vast numbers of people who were once associated with the church who are no longer. I'm really interested in why people leave the church, because I think the church does this job of saying, well, people who leave the church do so because they're abandoning their faith or they're not good Christians. And I would question that. I think a lot of the people who have left institutional Christianity have done so for the sake of their faith and because they're trying to be faithful Christians. So I'm wanting to take note of those people and to sort of move them into a category of they're still our brothers and sisters in Christ. And then to say, what is it are they that they're looking for? This thing I call Jesus-shaped spirituality, which is a kind of integrity to a simple Christianity and not an involvement in a kind of church-shaped Christianity that's producing a whole different product. And then I suggest some ways that people who find themselves in that situation might be able to form new communities and involve themselves in different kinds of communities so that really the movement that Jesus began that we call the church can be blessed really by the fact that some people need to move on from organized institutional Christianity to something else.
You speak approvingly of former members who have left because they found the church experience to be largely void of what you refer to as Jesus-shaped spirituality. Shouldn't they stay in the church and try to improve things?
Well, that's a question each person has to answer. There are some people that certainly do make compromises and stay in churches for the sake of children and relationships, all sorts of things. But I think the church is an organization with a very simple job description. Jesus said to reach people and to baptize them, and that's really evangelism and then affirming people in their faith, and then to teach them the teachings of Jesus, to make them into disciples. So the church is a disciple creating, a disciple encouraging, a disciple resourcing movement. If it's not doing that, I think you're dealing with something really vital in your faith. How much time do you need to stop and fight battles over materialism, the culture war, ministerial egos, church growth, big buildings? How much really do we need to say we got to turn these things around and get back to the sort of thing that Jesus was all about, when really the thing to do may be to move on? And again, I'm not suggesting that for everybody, but for many people, they've already moved on, or they're in the process of moving on, or they're likely to move on in the future. And if they're doing so for the sake of finding a way to grow in a more Jesus-shaped, Jesus-faithful kind of experience, then I think we should encourage them and look at ways to help them. In fact, my first response, if I were in a church, to people who left would be, to say, how can I help you keep following Jesus? And perhaps you can begin to follow Jesus in ways that our institutional church here in the corner can't.
If Jesus-shaped spirituality is the thing that's missing, why do you believe some Christians will find it in informal, organic, and even non-institutional communities of faith?
What I'd like to see us do is stop telling people where they have to go to find Jesus. Some folks are going to find Jesus among the poor. Some are going to find him among new churches. Some are going to find him among non-traditional gatherings of Christians. Some are going to start new things that really people like me and you have never even dreamed of. So I'd like to suggest that perhaps the Spirit is at work in people saying, let's be more faithful to Jesus and produce faithful followers of Christ instead of church-shaped disciples who are always meeting the needs, the stated needs of institutional churches. And those folks may start a hundred different kinds of new expressions of Christianity. And I think that can only be a good thing, unless you're so heavily invested in institutional Christianity that anything other than your big or little franchise operation is a threat to you. The movement Jesus began is a diverse movement that grows out of the experience of people with Jesus and takes lots and lots of different forms. I'd just love to encourage that and see it happen.